I want to ask you, will you be honest? You are intelligent people sitting in this audience tonight. You that are viewing me, I can't hear you, but you, I believe you're pretty intelligent. Would you say COVID-19 is a good gift? Would you say that? What would you say about it? You wouldn't call it good, would you? Well, let me give you the scripture, James 1:17. What we going to do with that? Now, how are we going to, you know, are we communicating tonight? James 1:17. Go ahead and put it up if you can. If you can't, you can listen to me. I may need to turn there and read it. I got it here in the notes. He said, every good gift. How many? Every good gift. And every what? Perfect gift is from and cometh down from who? Father of lights. God is light, and in him there is what? God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all, right? I'm quoting another verse now. I'm coming back to that one. God is what? This is 1 John 1. God is light, and in him there is what? No darkness at all. And it said, who cometh, whom is no variableness needs shadow turning. All right, let's just back up and go through it again. Every good gift. How many gifts? How many? When you get every, how many you have left? What's left out? Every good gift. And then he said, every perfect gift. When you get something perfect, what is that? What did that mean to you? What did that say to you? That means no flaw in it, no imperfection. Huh? None whatsoever. It's perfect, perfect, perfect. You can't find a flaw. Can you find flaw in COVID-19? Now, how are you going to match that up with God? Do we believe the word of God, or are we going to believe what folks say? Every good gift, every perfect gift is from above. He made it clear from above. Where did God live? I thought, isn't it true he has his throne in heaven, in the side of the north, city of the great king? Jesus have done what? Taken a seat at his right hand. Is that right? Jesus have done what? He is seated at the right hand of God. And we have been raised up together with him and made to sit together with him in heavenly places where? In Christ Jesus. So, we have to be aware of Satan's tricks. He used that's what I just got through saying by God, put this on you. Religion talk that kind of stuff. And he used it big time. And people have swallowed that hook, line, and sinker. And said, God's in control. If he's in control, wouldn't you say he's doing a lousy, poor, pitiful job? Fighting all in the streets, killing and murders and starvation. People are suffering with all kind of disease. And he's in control of that. And he claimed to be good, and he can't produce no better than that. Are y'all in the house? He said he's a good God, every good gift, every perfect gift, and he said he can't perform no better than that. So we got to stop lying on our Father and put the blame where it belongs. Who messed it up? We human on earth. We people that claim to be Christian, born-again believer, we haven't told the whole truth. Jesus said what in 10:13. He said that we are to go in all the world and preach the gospel. And this is what he said to Isaiah. And I'm gonna turn there 10. Let's just turn there real quick. Romans 10:13. Now watch this. We ought to find Romans here in just a minute. And because we want to be accurate in what we say. Now watch this. We'll pick it up. We'll find it right. 10:13. Yeah. For whosoever shall call what? Upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Oh, here we go. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they what? Believe in him whom they have not heard. And how shall they hear without a preacher? You know what I'm convinced? Some God sent and too many other went. And they are not preaching the message of Christ. And then when even in the religious circles, I'm not trying to criticize anybody, but I'm just talking about some of the sayings of God. They will fight you tooth and nail and snails and whatever. And stand up and proclaim that and everything that I've said, scripture after scripture, condemn that kind of teaching. Jesus did not come to destroy, did he? He said the Son of Man didn't come to what? Destroy, but to seek and to save that which were lost. Didn't he say it? He didn't come to destroy you. And you know, while I'm here, let me say this, because this is where we want to be clear on, because you have people coming that are hurting, that have been broken, born into family with no order, no fatherhood, no structure. All they ever known were fussing and fighting and cussing and all kind of violent and evil. You bet not dare jump on that person and start trying to talk about how bad they are. If I catch you, I'm going to be on you like white on rice. You know what our job is? To give them the love of Jesus. Because if we don't believe the word of God is true, what are we doing talking about it? If we don't believe this gospel had the power to change that messed up life, what are we doing up here? Huh? You're to love that person. Give them the truth. They haven't had all that you're trying to put on them. That's what they messed them up now. Am I preaching or not? You don't go out witness to people that lost and tell them how bad. They already know they are sorry, dog. You just tell them, I got something better for you. And those that receive it, give it to them. Those that don't, go on, say next. Because there's a bunch of them that wants it. And don't waste your time with the one that don't want it. Hello? Hello?